the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I would love to have his endorsement. I was grateful to get Governor Perry's endorsement. I was grateful to get Herman Cain's endorsement. I'd be thrilled to have his endorsement, but he's got to do what he thinks is best for his family. I didn't know him more than you did until about an hour ago, so I thought he was going to campaign through Pennsylvania. So we'd like to get his delegates. And frankly, on values and on conservatism, I'm much closer to Senator Santorum's delegates than Governor Romney is. I think it makes it clearer and simpler. I mean, there's one conservative voice in the race, and then there's a moderate. And I think it makes it easier to articulate and to focus on the platform issues I want to focus on, as you heard at lunch. And I really am committed to talking about both core values and also very innovative breakthrough ideas to get America back on the right track. So I think it probably clears some space for me to be heard more clearly and more decisively.
There's Newt Gingrich, who says he hopes to get Rick Santorum's endorsement now that Santorum is out of the race. The GOP primary races, where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's host Bill Lumet talking to Newt Gingrich about the future of his campaign now that Rick Santorum is out.
Have said many times that this is the most important election of our lifetime, and I believe that as well. Do you believe the Republicans can beat Obama?
Absolutely. I think if we offer a clear and vivid choice, and just take the issue of American energy independence. He bowed to a Saudi king. I want us to be independent so that no American will ever again bow to a Saudi king. He's asked the Saudis to increase their oil production. I'd like the United States to increase its oil production. His Secretary of Energy indicated at one point he was happy if gasoline went to $9 or $10 a gallon. I only get it below $2.50 a gallon. But that's a pretty broad contrast. And if you go up to the average North Carolinian at the gas station as you're filling up their car or their truck and say, hi, would you rather have Gingrich in $2.50 a gallon gas or Obama in $9 a gallon gas? I don't think he's going to get very many votes.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with that, obviously. Now, Mitt Romney's got the lead, and many are saying he's the inevitable nominee. I know you probably would disagree with that.
I don't know if you were watching that. On Sunday, I spent part of the afternoon watching the Masters.
Yeah.
And the two guys who were in the playoff, neither one was in the lead when the afternoon began. Now, I'm sure somebody might have said to them, you know, it's inevitable. There's no point in you playing this hard. You know, why are you deluding yourself after all it's over? And as you remember, South African actually got a double eagle, which is amazing, almost equivalent of a hole in one, on a par five. At number two, you can imagine then saying to Bubba, you know, it's clearly over. This guy is hot. You're not going to get there. And Bubba sort of methodically went on and got four straight birdies, and suddenly he was in contention. So my only point to people is, yes, Romney's in the lead. Yes, Romney has huge ability to raise millions of dollars on Wall Street and has built a machine. It's very impressive. But he doesn't have 1,144 delegates. Until he gets 1,144 delegates, he's not the nominee. And every effort of the Washington establishment to get the rest of us to quit, I think, is just silly. It tells you how frightened the Washington establishment is that they're not confident that he'll eventually get there, and so they keep trying to get us to drop out.
Can Romney beat Obama?
I think that any candidate, and this is why I think the platform fight's going to matter. Romney's had sort of a wide variation between self-described, severely conservative at CPAC, and his director of communications saying the whole campaign is like, and it's just sketch. You can always erase it and start over. If they try to be clever and go to the middle, they'll lose. If they're prepared to accept a conservative, bold solutions platform, and they're prepared to campaign this fall as bold solutions conservatives, they'll beat Obama like a drum.
Now, I know I only have one last question for you, and that is, are you going the distance? If he doesn't get the needed allotment of delegates, are you going to take it to the convention, or are you at some point going to make a determination?
No, I mean, he has to win this. If he doesn't win this, I have 180,000 donors at MAVE.org. 95% of them gave $250 or less. But for them, it was, you know, if you're a retired person and you're a retired veteran saying, pay it, Bill, we're down by Camp Lejeune, and you send in $25 to Gingrich, that's like some millionaire in Wall Street giving Romney $2,000. And so I feel an obligation to my supporters and anybody else who comes to Newt.org to stand with them. Romney has to win this. I'm not going to give it to him. But I'm going to focus on talking about big solutions and laying out a plan for America. And I think that's what America needs. We've got to get back on the right track, and I think that it's clear that Obama's going to keep us on the wrong track.
More on the GOP primary race when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
All right, so who's running? Who's still in? On CNN, Becky Anderson talked to analyst Jim Acosta about Mr. Santorum.
Rick Santorum is out of the race for the Republican nomination for U.S. president. The conservative challenger needed to win the Pennsylvania primary. That's his home state. That primary 2 weeks from today, but a new poll showed his once double-digit lead slipping into single figures. A short time ago, he talked to his supporters.
We made the decision to get into this race at our kitchen table against all the odds. And we made a decision over the weekend that while this presidential race for us is over, for me, and we will suspend our campaign effective today, we are not done fighting. We are going to continue to fight for those voices. We're going to continue to fight for the Americans who stood up and gave us that air under our wings that allowed us to accomplish things that no political expert would have ever expected.
Well, CNN's Jim Acosta is with the Santorum campaign. He joins us live from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. A sad night, I think, for Santorum and his family. We all listened to what he said. But was this exit inevitable, Jim, do you think?
I think it was. You know, I just got off the phone a few moments ago, Becky, with a close Santorum advisor. And, you know, this advisor told me that, you know, this was really a political consideration that they had to make. Yes, the family had the issue of their daughter, Bella, who has a rare genetic disorder. She was in the hospital over the weekend. She just got out yesterday and she's doing better. But it's really been touch and go for that family with respect to their daughter. And that, yes, was a consideration. But separate from that, they had to think about the politics of this. The delegate math was just not adding up for this campaign. They were hopeful that Newt Gingrich, one of the other rivals in this race, would drop out at some point. He never did that. And there were a variety of polls showing going into some of these earlier contests that had Newt Gingrich gotten out sooner, Rick Santorum might have been able to pull off an upset in Michigan or Ohio. But Newt Gingrich did not get out of this race, as we all know, and so Santorum did not have that happen for him. The other thing that they were hoping for was Texas. That is a primary that was coming up in May, and they were hoping that that primary would become a winner-take-all contest and that all of the delegates would go to the winner from that state. That did not happen as well, and so because of those two factors, they just did not see the delegate math leading to the nomination, and so they decided, and I think a lot of Republicans will say it was a wise decision, they decided to get out before the Pennsylvania primary, before there was any risk to Rick Santorum losing his home state. If he had stayed in this race and lost his home state, it would have been very damaging to any future presidential hopes that he might have had.
Here's radio host Pete Callender talking about Santorum exiting the race and whether or not it's time for Republicans to accept Mitt Romney as the nominee.
Is this thing over? Is it now just Mitt Romney's nomination? And I saw a poll, actually, I think it was over the weekend, might have been Friday. Republican voters are ready for this thing to be over. It's over. I thought it was over, I guess, what, 2 weeks ago when Romney won the three primaries. Wisconsin was one of the primaries. And Santorum backing out now before Pennsylvania. This was where he was supposed to be able to win. This is the state he's from, where he was a senator. Did he see he wasn't going to win in Pennsylvania and decided to bail before he got shellacked in his home state to deny Mitt Romney that victory? Poor Mitt. If he would have won. So what do you think? Is this thing over? Is Mitt Romney the guy now? Is he your guy? Or do you sit out? Or do you vote Newt? Do you vote Ron Paul? So Santorum spoke to reporters in Gettysburg. The campaign was tight-lipped about the candidate's future before the event, but there were signs that the end could be coming. The conference room reserved for the event was small, and there were last-minute cancellations of other events in the state. He also had his daughter, Bella, was in a hospital with pneumonia for the second time during the campaign, and so Mitt Romney pulled all his ads as a show of good faith. Don't want to rip into the guy and call him all these horrible names while his daughter is in the hospital. And it was funny because, it was coincidental that I was talking this morning and I said, today is the day when Santorum should bail. This should be the day because there's no... The PR that he gets and that Romney gets would be beneficial to the GOP ticket. To back out now, it shows, Romney suspended his ads, so he can actually save some money on some of that stuff, too. But he suspended his ads. It was a nice thing to do. His daughter's in the hospital, and so you can make that connection that this is a very long battle, and you want to spend more time with your family. And actually have it, instead of this eye-rolling, a politician wants to spend time with his family sort of thing. No, you can make the case that you actually do want to spend time with the family because your daughter's in the hospital. Do you think this helps Newt Gingrich? Are we going to see another bounce out of Newt? Newt, the perpetually bouncing candidate in this race. Is he going to see another surge?
Would you believe it? We have more on the president. What more is there? We'll find out next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, from radio to television, on the countdown, George Stephanopoulos talking to political analyst John Berman about the latest polling, which shows Mitt Romney behind President Obama a bit.
We're going to turn now to our brand new ABC News Washington Post poll showing President Obama back on top of this presidential race with a 7-point lead over Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney. This comes amid new signs that the Republican race is on its last legs. You could almost call it the men are from Mars, women are from Venus race, because it's being defined by this huge difference between men and women and how they see the race.
Absolutely, George. There's a gender gap, and it's a big one right now. President Obama leads Mitt Romney right now by 19 points among women. 19 points. He actually trails among men by 8 points, but his lead among women far outstrips that. But there's something else really interesting going on right here. Americans seem to be saying they simply like the president more right now. On the question of who seems to be more friendly and likable, the president has a whopping 38-point lead over Mitt Romney. 38 points. On the question of who's more inspiring, he has a 26-point lead. This could be the lingering effects of a long and somewhat bruising primary campaign for Mitt Romney.
Almost certainly is, and the Romney campaign knows they have to deal with it, go into some image rehab now.
They say they've only begun to introduce Mitt Romney to the American people right now, so expect to see a friendly, softer, smilier Mitt Romney, and expect to see a lot more of Ann Romney, sort of a likability nuclear weapon for them. And you have to look at this video released by the Romney campaign this week. Listen to what Ann Romney says about raising her 5 sons and her husband.
I hate to say it, but often I had more than 5 sons. I had 6 sons. And he would be as mischievous and as naughty as the other boys.
And we're going to be seeing a lot more of Ann Romney. Meanwhile, there's some good news, though, for Mitt Romney in this poll. The biggest issue, far and away, the economy. He has some advantages there.
Very competitive against the president on the issue that may matter most, on who best is able to handle the economy right now. He enjoys about a 4-point edge. It's a statistical tie, but still very competitive there. On the deficit, he enjoys a 13-point edge. You know, you have to remember, George, 64% of Americans still say the country is on the wrong track. And what you'll hear from the Romney team is that the president is out of touch right now with the people who are suffering.
Julie Banderas talking to Herman Cain about whether he's ready to support Mitt Romney. Remember, he endorsed Newt Gingrich a couple of months ago.
There's still a very large group of conservatives that have issues with Mitt Romney because
yes.
He has flip-flopped on many conservative issues in the past. A woman's right to choose, his mother's position on that, his position on that in the state of Massachusetts. What does Mitt Romney need to do going forward to win over those conservatives that are backing Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich?
What he needs to do is to first
state his position on those issues again and stay consistent.
What are they these days?
Well, I can't.
I mean, they have changed.
They have changed. I can't tell you. So
and
I'm
the
not
governor,
going to,
the former governor
exactly,
of a liberal
exactly.
state, you know, they
right.
he had to again make decisions based on politics.
Exactly. He has a reputation of being a flip-flopper,
mm-hmm.
and so this is why he needs to restate. For example, he needs to clearly state. The health care plan that he passed in Massachusetts, he needs to clearly state that it has flaws, and if he had to do it all over again, he would not have done it instead of trying to defend it, and clearly state that he wants to lead the effort to repeal Obamacare. That's what he has to do. But then the other thing that he has to do is he has to remain consistent on those policies, and I do believe that he will then begin to garner the support of the conservatives.
And you know what? I mean, when it comes down to it, will Romney be the eventual GOP nominee? And we have a poll for that saying
yes.
that 74% of you believe yes, and 21% say no.
Right.
So once conservatives realize this is our nominee, they have to get behind them because
yes.
their only other alternative
yes.
is President Obama. And clearly that hurts their own Republican Party if they don't rally against their own
party. I continue
party.
To remind people, keep your eye on the mission, and that is to defeat President Obama, get control of the Senate, and maintain control of the House of Representatives. And the thing about Romney being a candidate, he won't get attacked that much about being a, quote, flip-flopper.
Mm-hmm.
Look at President Obama.
Right.
You're talking about another ultimate flip-flopper. And so I don't think that they're going to come after him on that basis, because there are just as many things that this president has reneged on
mm-hmm.
as you could possibly point to relative to Romney.
Your calls about Rick Santorum getting out of the presidential race. Our number is 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
While you're trying to find every available reason to be outside this spring, termites are doing the exact opposite. They're trying to worm their way indoors and devour your walls and floors. According to the National Pest Management Association, termites have an insatiable appetite for cellulose found in wood and eat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They cause serious and costly damage and can compromise the structural stability of a home. NPMA advises homeowners to have their homes inspected annually, especially if they've noticed swarmers. Swarmers are winged termites that arrive in early spring, eagerly looking to set up a new colony. Although they appear similar to flying ants, it's important that homeowners do not mistake the two species. If left untreated, termite infestations can quickly damage homes. If you suspect you have an infestation, contact a licensed pest professional. Learn more at www.pestworld.org.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
Sure, right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Although an honest man, he was best at stealing holes. But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Value.com.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com. Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Pretenders, contenders, intenders, ranks having dropped by one as Rick Santorum bows out to the inevitable, quits the Republican presidential race. How do you see things now? 800-510-8255. As you listen to the talk radio countdown, a review of the hot hits around the country, we are listening, monitoring these programs and stations. Do a good job, the ones we've selected, do a good job at picking out some of the great stories and taking a different approach to them here and there. If there is a different approach, kind of hard to find a different approach, given all of the back and forth. Santorum declared that the race was over for him, but he vowed to continue to fight for social conservatives. Do social conservatives win the race? As for the White House, listening to the ladies around the country, they're not much interested for the most part. Majority of women, not all women, majority of women, not interested in the values of social conservatives. So what say you about all of this? 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Instructions in the listen box at DougStephan.com. Kim in Texas doesn't like the idea of voting with the choices that she has.
How is it humanly possible for the righteous right, the conservative Christians, to entertain putting a Mormon in the White House? I want them to bear in mind this question. What God will he be praying to? The one that he was able to do 14 steps to become a God? I think that's part of their ritual.
You know, I understand, Kim, your concern. I don't like much the idea of voting for a Mormon either. Just because what the Mormons stand for, it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me. But I think he makes sense given what the alternatives are. That's just my way of viewing it, and you have your way of viewing it, and John has his way of viewing it. So, John, you can have your way with us at the moment. Go ahead, sir. You're on the countdown.
Thank you very much. You know, this election is getting more interesting by the day. I honestly believe we are going to see the most fantastic campaign going into the convention, and it's all going to be Newt Gingrich. It's going to run right flat past Rick. Romney. No, Ron Paul is out of it. I mean, he's got a little clique of voters who support
him. No, sir, you're kidding yourself. He doesn't have a little clique at all.
Well, it's not big enough to be of any significance.
Well, it's very significant. Otherwise, he wouldn't have stayed in, and people wouldn't be supporting him. It's not enough to win the nomination, but it's enough to influence the nomination, as is Gingrich.
Well, that's fine.
Gingrich is going to influence the nomination, but I think you're kidding yourself. If you think that Newt Gingrich can beat Barack Obama with what I just said, women are not, the majority of women are not going for a Gingrich. They're not going to go for a Santorum. They're not going to. And without women, you have no chance whatsoever.
Well,
none.
I'm sorry that we can't have a bet on the air, because I think I'd take you for every bit of what we could put on the bench. I mean that. You are going to be shocked.
Yeah.
Because Newt Gingrich is the only one who can take the debate against Obama.
Newt Gingrich is a very smart guy and an excellent debater, and Romney, not so much. Maybe he comes around. But
right.
What do you want? You want a debater who's the president?
I want somebody who has some experience to win. A junkyard dog to go after Obama.
But the junkyard dog's experience has been to coalesce. The junkyard dog has gone along with the program. The junkyard dog is one thing to some and is in reality something else to those who have been there. That's why he doesn't have a lot of political support. Not that we like the way politicians run things, because we don't, most of us.
Nobody's sold on Romney. I mean,
is it? Well, that's not true. A lot of people are sold on him. And the problem is not that they're sold or not sold. He doesn't present a dynamic television candidate. That doesn't mean he's not competent. Richard Nixon was a horrible television candidate, but one of the better presidents, regardless of what happened in Watergate. Richard Nixon was one of the best presidents in modern times. Like it or not, he accomplished more, frankly, than Ronald Reagan did. He just wasn't a friendly guy.
That's a whole different debate between us. I do think, though, that Newt Gingrich is going to take it to Obama.
Okay.
First, he's going to completely put Romney out of the picture. He's going to run right over him, right up until the convention, and then he's going to take it to Obama and save this country.
Right. Well, that we would agree on. We need to save the country, and the person that's there now isn't helping in that department. 800-510-8255. Okay, let's move on to Susan in North Carolina. She's not excited about Mitt Romney either.
I'm not a big Romney fan, but I'm a lesser Obama fan. I think that the conservatives of this country need to pull together, and we need a change. I mean, we need a better change. And although I don't really like him personally, he's a great businessman, and I think he's going to make some change. And I don't think he's going to sway this time. But I'm going to pull for Romney. You know what? It doesn't matter who it is. We as conservatives have to stand together and stop this madness. I mean, it's just crazy.
Crazy stuff. 800-510-8255. The ladies on The View yesterday talked about Ann Romney, Mitt Romney's wife, trying to make him a little less stiff.
Mitt Romney continues to struggle with criticism that he's too stiff and not enough of a regular guy, and his wife, Ann, is trying to help him out again. Barbara, tell them what she's doing.
Yeah. You know, there's this whole thing about, would you like to have beer with so-and-so? You know, but does that make you a good person? Okay. So she's trying to make him seem kind of, you know, like a fun guy. And she said, I had more than five sons. I had six sons. And he, Mitt, would be just as mischievous and as naughty as the other boys. He'd come home and boom, everything would just explode. There were a lot of pranks. Now, describing Mitt Romney as just one of the kids, I don't know. I know what she's trying to do, but I don't know.
No, it's a bad idea.
I think, you know, maybe he's just a dignified guy.
But if you want more, vote for Charlie Sheen. What are you going to vote for him for? I mean, that is the worst description of a president I've ever heard.
This is not out of character of any of the wives of candidates that we've seen. We've seen it even with the Obamas. We've seen, we have always looked to the wife of, or hopefully someday the husband of, a president or presidential candidate,
yeah,
to sort of get the human side of them, because it doesn't often come up in the debates that we see or the tours that they're doing or the speaking engagement. So in some way, I do think it's okay for her to say this, but Mitt, I'm going to start playing Billy Joel's song, We Love You Just the Way You Are. You don't have to be
We don't
want you to be cool, because my cool friends can't solve my financial problems. I just want somebody who's a total square to get in there and fix the issue. And
but
I think that you might
be a president in this country. You have to have a beer with the guy.
No.
Like George Bush.
I want to drink with my friends and have someone who's not drinking with me to solve my problems. That's just what's going on.
I think Elizabeth's right on. What do you think? 800-510-8255. So the big news of the campaign in the last 24 hours is that Rick Santorum's decision, he says suspend, I always love that, suspend his presidential campaign, effectively ends the race. Does Mitt Romney now have the opportunity to repair the damage done by these other people during the course of the primary season? 800-510-8255. Russ is in Massachusetts. Help yourself.
I don't know why this is a surprise to anyone. I figured he would do this. It's just a question now, how does he bow out of this gracefully? And let me tell you why. First of all, he just went through a weekend with his daughter back in the hospital, okay? Mm-hmm. And that has to pay a toll on you to the fact that, what am I doing in this fight when I know I'm not going to win and take time away from my family? That's number one. Number two, if he had lost the state of Pennsylvania to Mitt Romney, that would cook his goose for four years from now or 8 years from now. So those are some of the reasons why he's making this decision.
800-510-8255. So Santorum made the announcement in Gettysburg, talking about the recent hospitalization of his 3-year-old daughter, who suffers from a really kind of serious problem. I don't know that we need to get into it. He acknowledged that Romney was the front runner and didn't say much about the others, I don't think. He's cleared the path. So now what? 800-510-8255. Another person from Pennsylvania named Lonnie on the air.
I'm glad to see Santorum finally bowing out. A couple things I fault him on is I don't think he had the organization behind his campaign to run against Romney. And I think it's proven throughout the course of this whole process. I did like Santorum, and I think he'll be a strong candidate in 8 years from now. And I think he did the right thing. The only thing I really fault him on is I think he could have really brought the Republican Party together by throwing all of his support behind Romney, which he did not do. And I just wish he would have done that. And maybe he will in the future. We'll wait and see. But that was my comment on that whole Santorum deal.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 16 before the hour.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There has been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
He went without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. On the countdown, Dennis appears from Salt Lake City in Utah. Go ahead, Dennis.
One thing that's showed up in the local press here that I haven't heard on any national comment yet, Newt Gingrich is checked to pay the filing fee to be on the ballot in Utah.
Yeah.
Was returned by the bank.
Yeah. It happens to the best of us. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Right? You've never had to check the balance. We know he's $4.5 million in the hole. That, I think, is clear. He doesn't have a lot of money. And that'll impact the races, no question about it. The big money guys don't like Gingrich. It's one of the problems. You and I may agree on this. I don't think there should be the kind of money involved in these campaigns. I think Romney sets a bad precedent. And so we forgive these sins because we want Obama out of there. But the whole system is so corrupt, and it is corrupted by spending all of this money. In Gingrich's way, or in our own way, we look at this thing and think to ourselves, wow, he didn't have much money, but should that be the barometer, whether you've got money or not, as to whether you can be the president or not? The answer is no. But it is interesting. I had not heard that story, and you reported well. Thank you, Dennis, for that information. 800-510-8255. Ray is in Minnesota on the countdown.
Concerning Romney, he's saying he's conservative, but he's not because of the fact that he's not Christian. He's a Mormon. Mormons go by the Book of Mormons, and Christians follow the teachings of Christ, which is the opposite of what the Mormons believe. I'm Christian, and I don't believe in abortion. He's pro-abortion. I do not believe that he's moderate also, and moderate, as you know, can turn around and change.
Okay. Listening to people in that kind of drivel just puts me away. I don't even want to talk about after listening to that old crotchety guy with a... I mean, the older people are more often the people who get out and vote. We ought to have more younger people to offset that kind of... we may agree that it isn't a religion of choice, and I've had lots of thoughts about Mormonism, but it's continually shove that Christian stuff in everybody's face is not the path to victory. And it's too bad that a lot of people just don't get it. You can have your beliefs, believe what you want, but don't be throwing it around like that. You expect really to help the person who's going to run win. 800-510-8255. More of your calls coming right up straight ahead here on The Countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. For those of you who understand how to split realities, the fact that George Clooney is having a big benefit at his home in May for President Obama, $40,000. Sounds laughable, isn't it? Not that Clooney's doing this, because most people acknowledge that Clooney is the star of the time, with good reason, because he's a great actor, a wonderful guy. It may be that you don't agree with his political choices. That doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It doesn't mean that he's wrong. He's just doing this. You see, this is what we don't do in this country. People say, I'll never go see a George Clooney movie again. That's foolish. Anyway, 150 people are coming, are invited anyway, to the event. I'm sure a lot of people that will show up there are people that you know. He's happy to support Obama's reelection, but he says he draws a line when it comes to what he'll do the president. He says, I'm proud to support him as long as nobody asks me to sing. All right, so anyway, it's interesting gossip. 800-510-8255. We go to Scottsburg, Virginia, where Randy is listening to the countdown and would like to be heard. So your chance is now, Randy.
I'd just like to say that, I'm really not concerned about religion. I'm a religious person. It boggles my mind the way this country is just warping itself. And
what do you mean by warping itself? What does that mean?
Well, we're just going downhill, and we're not going uphill. And this is the strongest country in the entire world. And we're just downplaying everything into different countries, because we don't want to do what the right thing is.
Your definition of what the right thing is and somebody else's definition may not be the same, and that's always been the case. That's why America is as healthy as it is. I agree with you at the moment. We're not particularly healthy in mind, body, and spirit, but we are, in terms of our deep roots, we have deep roots.
Oh, yeah. I don't disagree with you in one way whatsoever. But what I think is what we need to do is we need to cut our spending, because there's just really radical things going out there that don't mean anything. I mean, who wants to give $500,000 for a couple scientists to figure out why monkeys throw crap at each other or people? Yeah. You know, I mean, that's ridiculous.
We have a lot of ridiculous, silly things going on in the country, that is for sure, sir. Thank you. Dolores in Tennessee, may we hear from you?
I was calling to talk about the GOP and the negative ass and all the money that those rich men are putting out there. They can put all the money they want out there, but when people is looking at what's going on in their lives, they want to control the woman's reproductive organs. They don't want to help people get jobs. They say they was the job creators when they came in 2010. They just destroying stuff. They can help. They can bring these factors, help bring these factors back. But like they said, Ms. McCone said, the only mission that he's there for is to destroy Obama. They're not thinking about the working class people. They're not thinking about the poor people. They're taking all that money, the $200 million could be used to build factories for people.
800-510-8255. No need to comment. People have their ideas and let them stand by whatever their ideas are. Okay, let's move. What do we have time-wise? Let's try listening to John in Maryland, who's concerned about a lot of you Republicans. All right, so let's move. Okay, let's try Jenny in North Carolina.
I felt that maybe he wants to spend time with his family. But I am very sad that, he drops out. He was my candidate. I don't like Mitt Romney. I don't think he is like a friend to the American people. I think he's more like Obama than anything we have. And I wish we had someone else running, really.
Really? All right. So I think we've spent our time on Rick Santorum getting out and what the effect may be on the campaign. Talk Radio Countdown Show is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen, hoping that you'll be around again for the next time the wheel goes around on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.